Okay, Wednesday 3:19-25. The title is Discerning Between Soul and Spirit. Hebrews chapter 4. This will be a good refresher. Let us therefore, lest, this is verse 1, fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, all the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. But if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What I wrote here as I was reading this, rest is of the Spirit. And the spirit works. The soul is unrest. In other words, people that make just decisions and they don't listen to the Holy Spirit, that's works. And that's unrest. But when we hear the voice of the Spirit and we listen to Him and wait on Him, that's the rest that we enter into. We have ceased from our own works. Okay, Hebrews 5:14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We both know that there's lots of people out there that do not have, they don't know how to discern good and evil. And I don't mean wicked like the devil. I mean between even what God wants them to do. They can't discern it. Why? Strong meat. They're not ready for strong meat. And they can't make that decision right here. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. They're mature. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Okay, now let's go to Ephesians. Started with 15 there. Five. See then that you walk circumspectly. Well, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Running around and doing the things of the world is not going to help anyone mature in God. But praying in the Spirit, speaking to yourself, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. It's just how a person learns to discern good and evil. All right. When you were born naturally, you begin to pick up words and speak, and then you begin to communicate. When you are born again spiritually, you go through this same process. This is what the scripture implies here. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. We know this scripture very well. It has the power to transform. See, God's a speaking spirit. And he made it us and created us in his image as speaking spirits. All right, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So through praying in the Spirit, we're going to look at Romans 8. Through praying in the Spirit and reading the Word of God, the renewing process and learning to tap into the Spirit of God within, that's how that we mature and we come to that place in God. Romans 8. You know, I would venture to say there might be a few people that use their prayer language every day, but I think probably most, they only do it when they're at church. Rest of the week, they're about their business, going to the doctor and whoever. You know what I'm saying? Do they really apply themselves? I don't know. You can kind of look at a person and tell if they are or not. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. What the Holy Spirit's been speaking to us for months and months and months about tapping into the inner life. This is where you live. It's not the outward life. Everyone puts so much stock in that outward life and going and doing things and buying things and just having all this adventures. And they feel like they've missed out if they don't get to do it. Paul said, I count it all dung. I'm with Paul. I count it all dung. I'm glad God's taught us about the inner life. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. See, all we know how to talk is English in this world to communicate. We don't know how. But this is spirit language. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself or himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He does the Spirit talking for us. Just like God talked spirit talk when he said, light be and light was. And let he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yeah, those that learn to tap into that inner life and speak spirit. Yeah, it's going to be good for them. Why? Because the Holy Spirit connects you with God's perfect will every time. It's a no fail. All right. This is the process of developing your spirit and how to get your answers from our spirit and bypass your soul. See, the soul is what gives you the trouble. It's the party animal, if you will. I believe I can safely say that most Christians know nothing about this, sadly. Father demonstrated it in the beginning and said that he made man in his own image and likeness. That's Genesis 1, 1 through 3. I won't go read it. In Genesis 1, 26 through 31. He said, I made you just like me. To create just like me. God gave us everything we needed to be a speaking spirit just like him. If we bring our soul under control and submit to praying in the Spirit and reading and studying the Word and keeping our mouth shut until the time that the day star rises in our heart, we can always come out on top just like God did and Jesus did. So we're waiting. Well, we pray in the Spirit because we're seeking an answer for something. And we're waiting on the Holy Spirit to give us the answer that we're seeking. We're not going here and there and everywhere and asking every expert that we can find what the answer is, because they're just guessing. All right, so let's look at some scriptures. 2 Peter 1. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They didn't just prophesy off the top of their heads. They were moved by the Holy Ghost. This was Spirit speak. You know, whenever Lazarus passed away, and Jesus' disciples was telling him, you know, he's passed away. We need to go to him. And it says he tarried 4 days. He didn't go. And then when he finally did, everybody was accusing him, saying, well, if you hadn't have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Yeah. The two sisters. If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Why didn't Jesus go? Because he didn't want to just raise him up off of a sick bed. He wanted to raise him from the dead. God wanted to raise him from the dead. It was a sign. Jesus was an apostle. I want to read John 8, though. This is another story. You think, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? He's waiting on the Spirit. He waited behind 4 days because that's what the Spirit told him to do. He could have plunged on and been pressured by his friends, because they criticized him when he got there. Well, if you'd have been here, it's your fault. You raised other people from the dead, and when we needed you, where are you? I'm telling you, he put up with family he didn't care for either, I'm sure. All right. John 8, start with 1. And Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. What was he doing? He is looking inside. So when they continued asking, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are these thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. This morning, I have to confess, I didn't have anything to bring today. So I just got up and I decided I'm just going to pray in the Spirit. And I'm there. I prayed in the Spirit a while, and then I heard these words about Spirit speak. I thought, Spirit, speaking Spirit, Spirit speak. And the Lord said to me, I'll let you wait on me. It's easy to think sometimes, you know, the way the anointing flows, it just always seems to be plenty. But when it's not there, you go, I don't have anything, Lord, without you. It's Him. We're waiting on Him to connect with Him. All right. What does learning to speak out of your spirit do? It will cause you to keep your soul under control. You will no longer run here and there and make mistakes all over the place. When you get it from inside, it is a sure thing. Somebody needed to hear this today. And you can take it to the bank. You will never lose living this way. One more scripture. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I've said it many times. You can't mount up if you've not waited. What causes you to mount up? The Spirit. But if you don't wait, you can go out there and make a mistake. But if you'll wait on the Lord, it says you'll mount up with wings as eagles.